of Masechta Shavuos, the first parak. Masechta Shavuos, the parak Rishon. Mishnah Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two types of Shavuos in the Torah, a Shavuos Bitui, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kishisova Lavate Bishvasayiv Lahora Lahetiv. First it makes a Shavua, and it's a full Shavua. He says it, Lahora, means to do something bad for himself. In other words, he makes a Shavua that he will not eat today. Or Lahetiv, he makes a Shavua for the good. He makes a Shavua he will eat today. And he ends out the whole day and he did not do what he said. That's called the Shavuos Bitui. In such a case, he's chayiv a korban olav yerik. Now Mishnah says Shem Arba, that we darshan from the pasuk that there's another two also that you chayiv for, and that's lishavar. If you made a shvua that you ate yesterday, or you made a shvua that you did not eat yesterday, and it's false, really you did eat. So these two cases also you chayiv a korban olav yerik. That's called shvua shtayim. There are two cases of bitu. The Torah says clearly that's in the future losid. That the pasuk says levate visvasayim lahora lehetiv, and then sheimar, but we darshan also that it means to say even the over also. Now yediyas hatuma shtayim sheimar, there are two main yediyas hatuma the Torah talks about. Also, right next to the parasha of Shavuos Bitui, the pasuk says in the case where a person was tamei, and then he forgot that he was tamei, and either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate Boser of Kochim when he was Tomei and he forgot, and then at the end he remembered that he was Tomei. So that's called he had Yediya Batchila and Yediya Basayf. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban Olav Yerid. That's called Yediya Satum Mishtayim. These are the two cases that it says clearly in the Torah where you forget that you are Tomei and you go into the Beis Hamikdash or you eat Kochim. Shein Arba, we dash in another two cases that even though you know that you're Tomei, but you forget that this bias is the Beis Hamikdash. You think stam it's a shul. Or else you forget that this meat is kachrim. You think stam it's a piece of meat. So in such a case also, you chayiv a korban olav yerid. A korban olav yerid means that it depends upon how rich you are. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behemoth. If you cannot afford that, you have to bring birds. If you cannot afford that, you could even bring a mincha. Now another case of shtayim shemarber is yitzias ha-shabbos. By the Melechas Hetzuah of Shabbos, of carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabban, there are two cases. Whether the Balabos that's inside carries it outside, or the Oni that's outside the house puts his hand inside and takes it out. That's Shtayim. And Shemar, but we darshan also, there's another two Isurim of Hachnosa. That means bringing it in from outside the Rishus Rabban into Rishus Yochid. Whether the Oni standing outside brings it in, or the Balabos that's standing inside puts his hand outside and takes something from outside and brings it in. So that's called Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two simple cases, and then there's another two from a drushes that Shem Arba Yosachayiv. And the fourth case is Maris Negoyim, the different colors of Negoyim, of white spots on your body that makes you a Masorim. Shnayim, there are two main white spots. The Pasuk says, a Beheris or a Seis, Shem Arba, that we darshan each one as a Toldah from the word Oisapachas. There's a told to each one a color less than that, so Seis has a told to it, and the Harris has a told to it. So there are two main ones, and each one has a told that ends up to be four. Now Mishnah Beis. Now it goes to explain the case of Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba. Even though the Gemara says really this is Masechta Shavuos, so really we should explain the first part, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. The Gemara says, no, that since the case of Yediyas HaTumah is smaller, it only takes up the first two prokem of the Masechta, so therefore we first go to explain Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba, and then the next like four or five prokem, then we'll explain the halachas of Shavuos. Now the Mishnah explains, Kol Sheyesh Bo Yediyah Batchila. It means a person in the morning realized that he touched a mace that he's tummy, and then throughout the day he forgot about it. And now that he forgot about it, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate kochim. But vidya basleif, but that means at the end of the day, he thinks back, oy vey, today in the morning I touched the mace I was tamei, and in the middle of the day I went into the Beis Hamikdash. So that's called, he has yediyah, knew about it at the beginning, and he had yediyah basleif, fehelem bein tayin, and just in between he forgot that he was tamei, and that's the time that either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else 38 Bosakotchim. So in these two cases, Hareze Boilaviyuri, this is the classical case of the Torah that you have to bring a korban now, depending upon how much you could afford, whether it's a behemoth, a bird, or a mincha. What's going to be though? Yesh bo yediya batchilo, v'yein bo yediya basayif. The person had the yediya at the beginning, but he did not have the yediya basayif. That means he knew in the morning he was tummy, and then he forgot about it, and he's still forgetting about it now. He doesn't remember. The person doesn't remember at all. So l'maisi did a chet. He went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tummy. How does such a person have a kaporo? So the Mishnah says, Soyer hanase b'fnim, the special soyer l'Hashem, the sira chatet that's brought l'fnim, like we first have two, we have a girl, the two sirim, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel, so this soyer, the chatet that's brought l'fnim, that one is on Yom Kippur of Yom Kippurim, toilo. It like protects this person and hangs him that he will not receive a punishment at Shivod Eloi until the person realizes what he did wrong, and then the Yavabal of Yerit. So a kapara gemuri does not receive because the expossible will still have to bring the carbonel of Yerit. Just in between what protects him not to receive the punishment, that's the soyer anasa b'fnim. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, what's going to be in the case? Ein bo yediya batchila. Let's say in the morning the person walked down the street and he had no idea that there was a mace there, and he did not realize he was tamei. And then throughout the day he went into the Beis Hamikdash or he ate kachim. But at night time, somebody tells him, listen, you walked down the street today, you should know there was a mace there. So now at the end of the day, you have the idea, now you realize that you did a chet today. In such a case, you cannot bring a korban oil of a yorid, because you did not have the idea at the beginning. So therefore, what does such a person do? So, soyer hanase bachutz, the other seer chatis, that's brought on Yom Kippur, b'shas musaf, which is that korban is brought bachutz in the mizbeach achitza, in the outside mizbeach, for yom kippur on the day of Yom Kippur mechaper. That's a permanent forgiveness. It forgives him as such a chet. Shneim the pasuk says milvad chatas hakippurim. That means the seer achitza is like the seer achatas apanim. Al mashezem mechaper. Just like one has a kapara, the other one has a kapara. Sema hapanim. Just like the seer hapanim. Ein mechaper el adover. Sheyesh po yediya, that at least you have yediya at the beginning. Even though you don't have yediya at the end, afachitza, the same thing, the soyer that's brought the chitza on Yom Kippur, the soyer of Musafim, the seer chatas of Musaf, that's brought on the Mesbech chitza, ein mechaper, it only comes to mechaper, elo aldova sheyesh po yediya. In a case where you had a yediya, you realize, what type of yediya? A yediya basayf, that you did not realize at the beginning when you became tummy. But now at the end, you realize that you're tummy. So in such a case, the soyer, hachitzoin, is mechaper. Now, Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be in a case? V'yal shein bo yediya le batchilav le basayf.
So this Mishnah says that siri horogolim, u siri roshi chodoshim mechaperin, that the korban musaf, the soyer achatas that they bring, either on the gimel regolim, or else what's brought in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper on such a person that did not have a yediya lei batchila v'lei basayif.
Did it later.
Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says no, that tzirei haragolim mechaperin. True. The korban chatas that you bring for musif on the gimel regolim, that's mechaper for a person that had a yediya at the beginning v'lei basayif. Avoloi tzirei rosh chodashim. But the korban chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not for this. If so, v'yama sirei roshi chodosh mechaperim, on what is the korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh mechaper? Al ha'toy shokol etzatome, for a different chet. A person that was tor, that ate the bosa that kochim. So, for that chet, he needs a kapora, and the korban Musaf, the chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Rabbi Meir says, Kol asirim kaprosin shova. He learns no, all these three sirim, they all have the same type of a kaporo. That means al tumash mitos shekodeshov. That's mechape for tumas mitos shekodeshov. Whether it's the soyer achitzen that's brought on Yom Kippur, whether it's the soyer achates that's brought on Gimur Golem, whether it's the soyer achates that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, they all have the exact same type of a kaporo. So what do we need all of them for? The pshat is that if you did a chet in between one to the other, it's mechaper for you. Now, Hoye Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon used to say like this, Sire Rosh Chodoshim mechaper ala Torah Shoklas Atomei. Like he said before, Rabbi Shimon holds no, that the soy you bring in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper for a person that ate Bosa Kodshim when it's Tomei. The Shel Regolim, the Korban Chatas that's brought by the Musaf of the Gimel Regolim, mechaper al Shem bo Yediyah le'betchilu lo v'saif, somewhere that did not have Yediyah, not at the beginning and not at the end. The Shoyer Makipurim, mechaper al Shem bo Yediyah betchilu aviyesh bo Yediyah v'saif. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. On this Omrulor, the Chom said to Rabbi Shimon, Ma, what's going to be sheyikrevu ze bo ze? Let's say in a case we had a korban set aside to be the chatas for Yom Kippur, and it got lost, and they brought a different korban chatas for Yom Kippur, and now you find it later on Sukkot. Could you bring it or not? So Rabbi Shimon said back, Yikrevu, yes, you could bring this for the chatas, the musaf of Sukkot. Omrulor, the Chom said back to Rabbi Shimon, how could that be? They have a different type of a kapora. The korban of the Gimur Golim is mechaper v'shein bo yediyah le'bechilu of le'basayif. The chatas achitzim for Yom Kippur is mechaper, where you did have yediyah. So how could one be mechaper for the other? Omolehen, and this Rav Shimon said back, no, kulen boyin lechaper atumas mikdash kodeshiv. They have one thing in common, that all these Gimel Kabonis here, they all have a kapora to do with the type of a tumor, whether it's Mikdash or Kodeshev or eating Bosa Kodshim the stomach. So therefore, once it was set aside for one carbon, and they did not use it for that type of a chatis, you could bring it on the next one, because they do have Shaykhis one to the other, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishmoy. It means here Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is saying over the name of Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon ben Yechoi like this, that he holds Sirei Roshei Chodoshim Michaprin al HaTor Shochol HaSatomei. True, the special soy of the Korban Chatas that they brought on Rosh Chodesh. For Musaf, that's Michapr only on a person that was Tor that ate a Bosa that was Tomei. Now, Moisef Alayim Shor Regolim, when we bring the Korban Chatas on the Gimur Regolim, the Musaf, that has more kapora to it. Shem mechaperin ala tor shochel esatomei. True, it's also mechaper on a tor that ate bosatomei, but it's also the alshein bo yediyah lebatchil lebasoif. Somebody that went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tomei, and he did not have a yediyah at the beginning, and he still does not have a yediyah. Such a person has his kapora from the seer of the Gimur Golem. So, in other words, Gimur Golem has two milas to it. The mile of Rosh Chodesh and the mile of Regolim. Meisaf Aleim Shoyom Kippurim. Now the Sira Chatis that's brought Achitzan and Yom Kippur for Musaf, that has a bigger mile of that what? First of all, Shei Mechapim Alator Shulchat Esatomi. It has the same mile as Rosh Chodesh. V'al Shein Bo Yediyah Levetchil Levesoif. It also has the mile of a Korbin Rosh Gim Regolim that's Mechapim for somebody that did not have Yediyah Levetchil Levesoif and he went into the Beis Hamikdash. And also, V'yal Shein Bo Yediyah Batchilo, Avuyesh Bo Yediyah Basayif. Somebody that at the beginning did not realize that he was Tomei, but then what happened was, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, and later he found out about it. Now such a person does not bring a Korban El of Yerid, because he did not have a Yediyah Batchilo. Still the Loch is, the Seir HaChitzen, that's brought on Yom Kippur, and that's Mechapim. The Alshein Bo Yediyah Batchilo. What's going to be somebody that does not have Yediyah, did not have Yediyah at the beginning? Avuyesh Bo Yediyah Basayif. He has Yediyah Basayif. These two cases, the Soyer Hachitzon is Mechaper. So according to him, that the Yom Kippur one has all the Kapores, the Gimur Golem has two, and the Shchodesh only has one. So Omrulah the Chum said to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, according to Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Mal sheyikrevu ze b'ze. Again, the case of Korban was set aside, let's say for a Shchodesh, and it got lost, and they brought a different one. Now could they bring this one on the Gimur Golem on Sukkis, or for Yom Kippur? So Omrulah, he answered back, Omrulah,
Omel Omel Hem, he said to them, Hein, yes. So Omel, they said back to him, Kain, if so, Yiyul Shayom HaKippurim Krevim B'Rosh HaKadoshim. It's going to come out that the korban that was set aside for Yom Kippur may be brought on Rosh Chodesh. Avol in Kain, Yiyul Shayom HaKippurim Krevim B'Rosh Chodesh, that's good. Now, do you understand this much? That the korban that was first set aside for Yom Kippur, if it got lost, and now you want to bring on Rosh Chodesh, very good, because that korban, according to Rav Shimon, has the power to be mechaper on the Torah today, Tomei, which the Sur Rosh Chodesh is. But the question is like this: Heich shel Rosh Chodeshim craving b'yom kippurim? How could you use this soyer that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh? So that Tomei only had the korban to mechaper on the Torah Shorochal Tomei. How could you bring that one now on Yom Kippur that has to have the power to mechaper much more? Omalehem, he said back to them, that's not a kasha. Well, that's the question. But Alheich shel Rosh Chodesh and craving b'kippurim lechaper kapora sheni shalo, to give a kapora that's not its own kapora. So the answer is back. Omalehem, Shimon said back, kulam boyim lechaper al tumas mitish kodesh. Again, that's not a kasha, since all three of these kabonis, the seer of Chitzon of Yom Kippur, or the seer of Gimur Golem, or the seer of Rosh Chodesh, all has to do one with the other, that it's mechaper on a type of a tumah of Mikdash HaKadoshov, therefore it's enough. Therefore it's enough that one should be with the other. Now, Mishnah Vov, the Azodah and Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov, what's going to be somebody bemazed? He knew he was Tomei, still he went into the base of Mikdash, or still liyed boss of kachim, so then soyer hanase bifnim via makipur mechaprin. On such a person, the soyer of Lashem that's brought lefnim, it's mechaper for him with the day of Yom Kippur. Now the ashar, it is the chiddush that even though it didn't have ever been mazed, even though usually been mazed, the korban is not mechaper. Here, this korban is mechaper even on tumas mitish kadoshov been mazed. Now the ashar avera shabatera. What's going to be if somebody did another avera, any other the averas of the Torah? So hakalas v'achamuras, whether it was an avera kal or whether it was an avera chamura, hasdeinus v'ashkogus, whether they did it willingly or unwillingly, hoidav loy hoida, whether you knew about it or whether you did not know about it, asay v'lois asay, whether it was an iser asay or whether it was a lois asay, krisas amisas bezdin, whether it was a chiyuv koris, or whether there was a Mrs. Bezin involved, so soyer hamishtalech mechaper, the special soyer, the echel Hashem, the echel azozel, the soyer that the Goyro put that it should be azozel, the one they throw off the peak, that's the korban that's mechaper for the Shara Veris for Klal Yisrael. Now Mishnah Zayin explains it more now. Echod Yisraelim v'yechod Kahanim v'yechod Koich Meshuach. All these three people have their kapor on Yom Kippur. Whether you're a regular Yisrael, a regular Kohen, or a Kohen Gadol, you have your kapor on Yom Kippur. But there's a difference. If so, ma ben Yisraelim l'kahanim, what should be a difference between Yisraelim and Kahanim? Who l'kohen Mashiach and l'kohen Gadol? Elo, the difference is like this. Shedam hapor mechapor ala kahanim atumas mikdash kodeshav. There's a special power of the Kohen Gadol that he brings on Yom Kippur. So his power is mechaper not only for himself, but on all the Kahanim, any type of an avera they had that they came into the Mikdash when they were Tomei. Atumas Mikdash HaKadosh for the Kahanim, not the Soyer HaPinim is Mechaper, but rather the special the special power of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for the Kahanim. But only for the Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. For the other averas that even the Kahanim have, you have to come on to the Soyer Lazozim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadam HaSoyer HaNasa B'Pnim, Mechaper HaYisrael, just like the Soyer HaPnim, is like a Mechaper on Klal Yisrael, on the Yisraelim, for the Chatoyim that they did on Tumas Mikdash HaKadosho, Kach Dam HaPor Mechaper LaKahanim, the same thing, a Chet that a Kohen did about Tumas Mikdash HaKadosho, it's not the Soyer HaPnim that's Mechaper, but rather it's a special power, the special Korban the Kohen Gadol brings. So Shimon says further that Kishem Shevidui Shel Soy HaMishtalech Mechaper HaYisrael, just like the Soy HaMishtalech is Mechaper on the Shar Averis for Klal Yisrael, that's the Vidui we say on the Soy HaMishtalech. So he holds the Chiddush, Kach Vidui Shapor Mechaper al Kahanim. He holds that the Kahanim, where do they receive the Kapora for the Shara Veris? Not on the Sorei HaMeshtaleach, but rather also on the part of the Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kahanim receive all the Kapora on Yom Kippur from this power of the Kohen Gadol, and they have nothing to do with the Sorei HaMeshtaleach. The Sorei HaMeshtaleach is only for Shar Yisraelim and not for Kahanim. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakam.
Yeah, up to Perek Beis, Mishnah. Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Shemarva. There are two types of Midiraisa, Weichayiv, a Korbin, by Yediyas Hatuma. That means you know that you were Tomei, and then either you ate Kochim, you went to the Beis Midish. Shemarva comes out to be four cases. So now the Mishnah explains. Nitma v'yoda. First you became Tommy in the morning, you touched the sherets, and you knew about it at that time. You knew that you were Tommy. Then v'nelma mimena watuma. Then in the middle of the day, you forgot that you were Tommy. But v'zochar es ha-kodesh. You know that this meat is a bosa kochim. And you ate the meat. Nela mimena ha-kodesh. Now this is another case already. That Nelim and Menor Kodesh, you forgot that this meat was Kochim. V'zochar es ha-tumah, even though you remember that you were Tomei, there's also a case that you chayiv a korban. What's going to be Nelim and Menor Zeh v'zeh? You forgot both that you were Tomei, and you forgot that the meat is Kochim. V'yochal es ha-kodesh v'lo yoda, and you did not realize when you ate it. So in other words, when you ate the Kochim, you were doing it b'shogeg. Later on, after you finish eating it, then you realize what happened, that you had a yediya, then haloma, you forgot, and then you knew about it. This is the case that you have a carbon elevayarit. Again, whether you knew that you were tomei, b'shas eating the kochim, just you forgot this meat was kochim, or whether you knew this meat was kochim, just you forgot that you were tomei. What's going to be in the case of nitma, you became tomei, v'yoda, and you know you're tomei. V'nelma m'menu atumah, then in the middle of the day you forget that you're Tomei. V'zachar es ha-migdash, and then you go into the Beis ha-migdash. Or else, nelma m'menu ha-migdash, you forget that this bias is the Beis ha-migdash. V'zachar es ha-tumah, and you remember that you're Tomei. So these are the two cases that come out to before. Again, about tumas migdash, or else kochim, whether you know you're Tomei, and you forget this is bosa kochim, or this is the Beis ha-migdash. Or whether you know what it is, just you forget your tummy. Again, what about Nelma Mimeno Zevazet? You forget both that your tummy and that this is the base of Migdish. For Nichnas Le Migdish, Velo Yoda, when you go and you do not realize it. Umisha Yotza, when you leave Yoda, now you know what happened. Again, Hareze Biel of Yerit. That's our Mishnah, that Shnaim Shemar, B'Yechayev Korb, in all these four cases. Mishnah base. Echad ha-nichnas li-yazorah, will you go into the Yazorah, the Beis HaMikdash itself, when you're Tomei? V'yechad ha-nichnas li-tosefes Yazorah, will you go into the places that they were Moisif on the Yazorah? Like Bimei HaMelech Yehoshaphat, they added onto the Yazorah, they gave the Kedusha there. Still, Yechayev HaKorban Elu V'yared. Shein Moisifun al-Yirk, what the locher is, you have no right to add on to the ear. V'yal ha-Yazorah, so add on to the Beis HaMikdash. Ela b'melech only if kai yisla as a melech ven v'novi v'yurim v'tumim u'v'sanhedrin shashivim v'yechad u'v'shtei toidos. They have to have two toidos. The Gemara says that's two lechems from the korban toida u'v'shir, and they also have to sing. They have to say kapitach tilim then. And so since you need all this and mistama they had all this, therefore the toisefes has a real kedusha. Therefore if somebody goes in there when he's tamei, he's chayav a korban el v'yerit. Now, Ubezdin Mahalchim, the Bezdin used to walk also then around the city, around the Tosefes. Ushtei Toides Achreim, and the two lechems of the Korban Toida came after them. V'chol Yisrael Achreim, and all the Yisrael went after them. Hapnimis, the inner lechem Necheles. This is like the Lach of Moshe Sinai, that these two lechems, the inner one is Nechel, V'yachitzayin, the outer one is Nesrefes. V'chol Shlanasa B'cholelu, anytime they wanted to add on Kedusha, and they were missing one of these things. Ha'nichnas l'shom ein ha'chayev o'lehel. Somebody goes into that makam that they added
without all these conditions, so the pshat is the kedusha is not chal, and therefore ein chayov maleh. If you go in there when you're tamei, you're not chayav a korban elu biyared. That's not a makam atuma. And the Gemara it's a machlokes whether it means you're missing any one of these, or whether it's enough to have any one of these is enough to make the kedusha. Mishnah Gimel. Nitma v'yazor. Let's say somebody went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tahor, and in the Beis HaMikdash itself he becomes tamei. That's called nitma v'yazor. And then v'nelma m'menu atuma. You forget. You get so nervous. You forget that you're tamei. V'zochar es HaMikdash. But you remember you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Or else nelma m'menu HaMikdash. You forget that you're in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zochar atuma. You remember that you're tamei. Or else nelma m'menu zeh v'zeh. You forget both. That you are tamei and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, v'ishtachavu, and you bow down there, or else oishesho bechtei hishtachavoya, or else you wait inside the Beis HaMikdash the amount of time it will take you to bow down. In these cases, also you chayav a korban elu biyared, even though you did not come in tamei tuma, but since you became tamei there and you did not leave right away, that's also a chet, and b'shoigeg you chayav a korban elu biyared. Bolo barucha, chayiv, big tsarapota. Let's say as soon as you know you're tamei, you start to exit, but you take the longer route, the longer path out, so still you chayiv, you should have went out the shorter route. If you leave big tsara, the shorter route, pota, like you're an honest, what else could have you done? As soon as you realize you're tamei, you start to leave, so you pota. Zui mitzvah sesei shebemigdash, shen chayov malur. This is a mitzvah sesei when a person becomes tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, that he has a mitzvah sesei to leave the Beis HaMikdash right away. And here they talk about shein chayov maleh means if Bezdin paskens the wrong way, that usually Bezdin is chayav a par helam dover shel tzibur, here there's a locha that the potter from the par helam dover. Because the locha is the only chayav a par on something that if it would have been done b'mezid, If a Yochid would have done it, he would have been chayav a chatas kavua. Here, if a Yochid does this, he's chayav a korban elu biyared. Therefore, when Bezdin paskens is the wrong way, there's no par helam dover. Now, Mishnah Dalet. V'yezuhi mitzvah saseh shebenida. Where is there a case as a mitzvah saseh to leave your wife when she's a nida? Shechayov moleh, that in this case, if Bezdin paskens is the wrong way, that you're allowed to stay there or leave the wrong way, if Bezdin makes a mistake here, the Yachai of a Korban, a Par Helam Dover, what's this case? Where's the Mitzvah Sesei? Like usually it's a lav, not to live with a Nida. Here the case is, for you Mishamish in Matara. When you started to live with her, she was Tor, she was not a Nida. The Yomrla, in the middle of the Tashmish, then she says, Nitmesi, she became Tomish, she feels the Dam Nida is coming out. Well, perish Miyad, now the Locher is, the husband has to leave her, because she's a Nida now. But there's a locha, how are you supposed to leave her? If you leave her right away, when your raver is still bakushi, is still hard, chayiv, ye chayiv, because you're having enjoyment. Bevnei sheitziyosoi hano loy kibiyosoi. Because the leaving her, when you're bakushi, is enjoyment, just like going in. So the Gemara explains what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wait there until the raver is maced to become small, and then you're supposed to leave her. That's called a less amount of hano, so that's the eitz you're supposed to do. So this is the case of a mitzvah essay. How are you supposed to leave your wife when she's a nida? That if the chacham, if the bezdin makes a mistake, they're chayav a par helam dover. Mishneh Ches. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Mishneh Hey. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Hasheretz v'nele mimenu. That the locher is, the pasuk says hasheretz, that means you became tamei, and then it says v'nele mimenu. So he darshins, it means you forgot that you are tamei. So Blazer darshins al helem sheretz chayiv. V'yena chayiv al helem migdash. He argues your Blazer, and he yells that you only chayiv a korbin in a case where you first you became tamei, you knew it, and then you forgot that you were tamei. But you knew this was the base of migdash and you went into it. And then you realize it, that's the case you chayiv a korbin al v'yurid. But if you forget that this is the base of migdash and you remember your tamei, he yells your potter. The Rabbi Kiva says similar. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, v'nele mimenu v'u tamei, the pasuk says. So also, al helem tum chayev, yoni chayev a korban, if you forget that you're tamei. But v'yein chayev al helem migdash, if you know that you're tamei, just you forget that this bias is the Beis Hamikdash, you think it's Tamei Shul. You forget that it's a Beis Hamikdash. He also holds Yepotah from the Korban Elul B'Yerid. There's both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Gemara explains the Machlokes is that according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to know exactly what caused you to be Tamei. Whether it was a Sheretz or an Avela, you have to know exactly what caused you to become Tamei. But in this prat that both Maida, that if you know that you're Tamei, just you forget the Beis Hamikdash, you're Potter from the carbon. However, Rabbi Shmuel Aymano, the Pasuk says, V'nelam, V'nelam, Shtei Pomim, that means L'chayev al Helam Tuma, V'al Helam Mikdash. Where even though you know you're Tamei, as long as you're still a Shoigig, you forgot that this is the Beis Hamikdash, you'll also be Chayev a carbon Elu B'Yurid. Lav Davka, when you forget that you're Tamei, who then if you forget it's the Beis Hamikdash? Or if you forget, this is Bosa Kachim, you'll also be Chayav a Korban Elul B'Yerid. That's the way the Reish of the Mishnah says, that's the Shtayim Shemarba. That was the first Mishnah also. These are the Shtayim Shemarba. All right, a turnover.
Mishnah, a paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos, Shtayim Shemarba. Now we'll go back to explain our first Mishnah that said, Shavuos, there are two. What comes out to be four? What are these cases? Shavuos, She'oichol, V'shelo Yoichol. These are the two Shavuos of the Raisa that says clearly, Lahora, or Lahetiv, a person makes a Shavua in the Yosid, that I will do something bad, which means I will not eat, or else Lahetiv, I will do something good that I will eat. That's called Shvu, he swears, Shoichel, I will eat today, or else Vishaloy Eichel, he swears he will not eat today. And then he does the opposite, says Chai the Korban Elul B'Yerid. And the Huadin, She'ochalti, Vishaloy Echalti. There's the Chiddush of four in the past, what happened already. he swore that he ate yesterday, and really he did not eat. Or else he swears that Shelo Yechalti, I did not eat yesterday, and really he did eat. What's going to be Shvua Shelo Yechal? He swears that he will not eat. The Yochal Kolshu, and throughout the day he only eats a mashu, a little bit. Chayev, still a different Rebbe Kiva, these are the words of Rebbe Kiva. Even though he swore he would not eat, but Rebbe Kiva holds, even a mashu is included in that Shvua. Omer lo Rebbe Kiva, the Chum said back to Rebbe Kiva, Heichin Motzinu, where do we find B'yechol eating? Koshu Shu Chayev, Shezeh Chayev. Where are the places do we have in Nisar of Achila that Yechayev with the Koshu? All over the Shir is a Kezais. So what do you say here? Yoni Yechayev even with the Koshu. Because the Chum say even by Estam Shvua, Yoni Chayev if you eat a Kezais. Omer and Rebbe Kiva said back to Chumim, V'chiheichin Motzinu v'medaber mevi korvin. Korvin. Anyway, this parsha of Shvu is a chiddush. Where else do we find that the whole chet was only done with dibur, with your mouth, with speaking, like here by a shvua, that you have to bring a korban? Shezem medaber, maybe korban here also. Just for your dibur of a shvua sheker, you have to shvua's bitui. You have to bring a korban. In other words, Rabbi Akiva means to say that the chi of shvua is because you're going against what your dibur, what you said. And he also, when a person stam says, I swear I will not eat, he means to include even a mashu. So therefore, if you eat even a mashu, yichayiv. What's going to be, but the chom say no, the stam das is also only on a kezayis, so if you eat less than a kezayis, you're potter. Shvua shalai oichal, a person swears he will not eat today, the yochal v'shosa, then he goes and eats and he drinks, and a chayiv alachat is only chayiv one korban, it's like one chet. What about he says Shvur Shle Oichal Fushlo Yeshta? He speaks out separately, I swear I will not eat today, and also I will not drink. So it's like two separate shvus, and then Vyochov Shos eats and he drinks throughout the day. Senechnami here is Chayiv Shtayim, is Chayiv two kabonis, they're like two separate shvus. Mishnah Beis. Let's say he says Shvur Shle Oichal. He swears he will not eat today. Vyochov Paschit, and then he eats wheat bread. Upasurim barley bread, upaskusman spelt bread. Saying the chayv alachas is only chayv one carbon, it was all behela mechel, one forgetting. There's no yedir in between, it's all one binchet. It's only one shvua. What's going to be if he says, shvua shleoicho paschitin, upasurim, upaskusman? He speaks out clearly, he swears he will not eat not wheat bread and not barley bread and not kusman, so it's like three separate shvuas. For yochel and eats the gazayas from each one separately. Chayev a kolachas v'yachas. In this case, it's chayev three kabonis. Mishnah Gimel. Shavua shlo yeshta. A person swears that he will not drink. V'shos mashkin harbin, he drinks a lot today, but it's all behel mech with one forgetting, and a chayev alachas is only chayev one carbon. What about shavua shlo yeshta? He says clearly, he swears he will not drink today. Yayin, wine, v'shemen and oil, udvash and honey. That's what he spoke out. So it's like three separate shavuas. And then Vishosi drank. So Chayiv HaKolachas V'yachas, if he drank wine and oil and honey, he's Chayiv three kabonis. Mishnah Dalet. Shvua Shalai Oichal. He swears that he will not eat. V'yochal Oichalim Shenim Ruyim Lachila. And then he eats things that's not edible. He eats like dirt. Or else Vishosi Mashkin Shenim Ruyim Lishdiya. He drinks something that's not drinkable. So Potter, he's Potter. That's not the Yisra Shvua. He swore he will not eat. And true, we hold shtiyah drinking is bechlal achila, but he only meant things that are drinkable, that are edible. If it's not edible, it's not bechlal the shvuah potter. What about shvuah shloyoichal? He swears he will not eat today. V'yochon nevelos atreifesh kotzum remoshim. He eats these type of foods. So true, it's us to eat these things, but lemais, it's edible, it's food. Therefore, Tarakama says chayiv, you're over the yisra shvuah. Even though we hold in yisra shvuah chal al shvuah, so the chura, something gemush from the Hasinai, something anyway it's also to do, you cannot put a nisra on it. So the Gemara says either we're talking about a nisra kelu, that in Yeshua you meant to ask a shchuta and the velus, both of these things. So migo the shchuta is chal upon the shchuta, the heter, it's also chal upon the yisra. It also is going that we hold an nisra is only by a kezayis. And here in Yeshua, yasir even a chatzi kezayis. So therefore the shchuta is chal on something that's not also midiraisa. Therefore, he's chayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter. According to the second pshat, it's very good. Because if Shimon holds by all the Yisurim, Yechayiv even on a Mashu. So therefore, you're ready, Mushva v'yomer mehasinai. So if you swear now not to eat these things, the Shvu is not Chal. Omer, what's going to be, the person says, Koinem Ishti Nenesli. I want to make an Issa upon my wife. In other words, that I become like Hegdish to my wife. My wife cannot have enjoyment from me. Imo Chalti Hayim. If I ate today, that's what he says. My wife should be usa to me, or I should be usa to my wife if I ate today. And it came out for Wachon the Bevel Satrefus got from the Moshim that throughout the day, yes, he ate, but he ate one of these things. Harayishti Asur, the mice, he ate something. These things are called the mice achila, even though it's usa, the frat. He ate it before he made this shrua, so obviously he was machshiv of this to be called an oichol. Therefore, the shrua is chal, and his wife is usa to him. Mishnah Hay. Echad Vorm Shalatsmoi, V'yechad Vorm Shalachayrim. A person could swear whether it pertains to himself, or he could swear, like we'll soon see, I have to give something to my friend. V'yechad Vorm Sheish Be'mamish, whether it's something that has some substance to it, it's like food. V'yechad Vorm Sheim Be'mamish, or whether something that has no substance to it, like sleep, we'll soon see, the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, what are these cases? He swears that he will give something to his friend. Or else, I will not give my friend something. Or else, I gave him. I did not give him, even though it pertains to Acherim, to his friend. But since it's a shvua, what you did, the shvua is chal. Who adin, if a person swears, Sheisha and I will sleep today. Or else, he swears he will not sleep today. Rosh Yashanti, he swears that he slept yesterday. Fishalo Yashanti, I did not sleep yesterday. Even though it's aimed by Mamish, there's nothing here, still the Shvu is Chal. And the same thing, Shezrik, if somebody swears that I will throw Tzror Layom, a pebble, into the ocean, or else Fishla Yezrik, I will not throw it, also the Shvu is Chal. Rosh Yazarakti, I threw it, or else Fishla Yezrakti, I did not throw it. Rabbi Shmuel says no, Einachayiv el alosad lovay. You only chayiv a korban shvua if the shvua is something you're going to do. You swear you will eat, or you swear you will not eat. You swear you will throw a stone into the ocean, but as to something that you will do, and then you do not do it, on this you chayiv a shvua korban, you chayiv a korban el avirid. Shneman the pasuk says lohora el haitiv, which is mashma in the future. On this, Almolah Rabbi Kiva says back to him, no, in Cain, if so, if you're medayik from the words, Lahor Elahitiv, Ein li yelad vorim sheesh bim harov yatova. Maybe Shvu is only chal on something that either it's good for you or it's bad for you, like eating or not eating. But vorim shein bim harov yatova minayin, how do you know that a Shvua, that I will throw a stone or I will not throw a stone, that vorim of mavakach doesn't make a difference, is no good, is no bad. How do you know the Shvu is chal? Or Maloy, this Rabbi Shmuel answers back, Meribu Yaakosiv, there's an extra posse that's marvelous, there's the Chola Sheyavatu Adam. So Maloy, so Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, in Ribu Yaakosiv Lakach, Ribu Yaakosiv Lakach, if there's a Ribu that Yechayiv even on Dvorim that's not Ro Otoiva, who Adin Avad Yechayiv even on things that are not Lahabo, but are things that are Lashovar. So that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva holds that the first Mishnah is Shvu Shtayim Shemarba, Yechayiv four on Osid and on the Ovar, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yoni Chayiv a Korban al Osid, but not al Ovar. The Mishnah Vov Nishpa Levatalis a Mitzvah. Person swears to Mevatal the Mitzvah. He swears he will not eat matzah tonight on Pesach. For Loi Bitla, he does eat matzah. He's not Mevatal the Mitzvah. Potter, he's still Potter from the Korban. Because the shvu is not chal, he can't make a shvu levat less a mitzvah. What about lekayim? He makes a shvu, he's going to eat matzah tonight. V'loy kim, and he does not eat matzah, also potter, he's potter from the shvu, from the korban shvua. Because really, shoy, but then really the svara should be, sheyei chayiv, he should be chayiv a korban. Kediv Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, like the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. That om Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, mo'im hurishus, sheinu mushva lem yasinei. Stam eating throughout the year. There's no mitzvah for not eating my tea throughout the year. Still, hare yechayiv oleh, if you make a shvu, you're going to eat. You have to eat. And if not, yechayiv a korban shvua. So mitzvah, in the case by Pesach b'nayit, there's a mitzvah to eat. Shul mushva oleh mi hasinai, that even from hasinai, they said already that you have to eat matzah tonight. Is Zayn Adin Shechaivola? Isn't it for sure if you swear now that you're going to eat matzah tonight, that the Shavua should be chal, something good? Omruloi, on this the Chum say back, Loi Yimamat Veshuas Rishus, no. Shavuas are only chal on something that's Rishus. That's up to you to do or not to do. Shekain also then Lav came. The same way you can make a Shavua of yes, you will eat, you can make a Shavua no, you will not eat. That's the way that the Pesuk says, Lohorai Lehetiv. Good or not good. Tiyoma b'shvuas mitzvah. Whenever you're talking about a shvuah of a mitzvah, shloyosa b'olav kehein. That even though you want to tell me, hein, to swear that you will do the mitzvah would be chal, but you agree you cannot make a shvuah levatel as a mitzvah. Like it says, shem nishva levatel v'lebito pota. That you also agree that if you make a shvuah teat chometz and pesach, that the shvuah is not chal. So if so, that's the Rabbanan's time about Rabbi Yehuda. Shvuas have to be lahor lahitiv, has to be able to be made either way, either for yes or for no. And the shvuah of a mitzvah is not shy to say a no, therefore the shvuah is not chal, even when you make a shvuah lekayim es mitzvah.
Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Shvuah shloi oichal kikazu. If somebody first swears that he will not eat this bread, kikazu, then he says, Shvuah shloich lenu, he swears that he will not eat it. So the second Shvuah is not chal, because he already made the first Shvuah. And the first Lashem was, he would not eat a kikazu, which is mashma, not even a kezayis of it. Then he said, Shvuah shloich lenu, which is only a Shvuah, he will not eat the whole thing. So therefore the second Shvuah is not chal, it's a Shvuah and a Shvuah. And the same thing he said a third time, Shvuah shloich lenu, he swears a third time that he will not eat this bread, V'yachol, and then he eats this bread. So locher is, Eino chayiv elo achas, he's only chayiv once. Whether it's b'mezid, he's only chayiv once. Whether it's b'shoigig, he's only chayiv one korban. Since the second two shvuas were not chal, it's like ein shvua chal o shvua. Zui shvuas bitoi, this is the case of a shvuas bitoi, that you swore something you're going to do, and it comes out you did not do it. Shechayov ha'mazdoini makis, if you do it b'mezid, and they warn you beforehand, so Yechayiv Malkus, V'yashigosa Korban El V'yerit, if you eat it by mistake, V'shoigeg, then Yechayiv Korban El V'yerit. Shvua Shov, what's the loch of a Shvua that's Shov? The Mishnah later will soon explain what exactly is a vain Shvua, a Shvua Shov. There the loch is, Chayov Mazdoin Malkus, if you do it B'mezeg Yechayiv Malkus, V'yashigosa Pota, if you do it B'shoigeg, the loch is that you Pota, there's no Korban by Shvua Shov, only by Shvua's Bituin, not by Shvua's Shov. The Mishnah Ches, a Zuhi Shvua Shov, what is considered a Shvua that's in vain? In other words, the difference between the Shvua Shov and the Shvua Sheker is, the Shvua's Bituin, that a Shov, as soon as it comes out of your mouth, right away it's Mefursim, it's known that it's a Sheker, that it's a lie. That's considered in vain. Like the case is, Nishpa Lashanes as Yadu L'Yodim. If you swear to change something from the way people know it, that means Omar al Ha'omud shel Even Shu shel Zov. You swear that this beam, this Omud, this platform that everybody knows is made out of stone, you swear it's made out of gold. So everybody knows as soon as it comes out of your mouth that it's a sheker, that's called the Shov. V'yalu ish shu ish, or else you swear upon a man that he's an Isha. Or else V'yalu ish or she ish, you swear upon a lady that she's a man. Everybody knows that's not that way. That's considered a shvuas shov. A shvuas bitoy is something that you swear, and we do not know yet whether it's a sheker or not. We'll first find out later. That's called a shvuas bitoy. But a shov means right now we know it's a sheker. Also, nishpa adov shiyevshe, if you swear on something that can't be, also is considered a shvuas shov. That means you say, im lo'ri'isi gomo shaperech v'yavr, if I did not see a flying camel, which is something that's not possible. The Gemara says, it means in a case that he says, I'll make these payers usur on me, if I did not see a flying camel. So we say that it's not true what he's saying, and the shrew is a shof. Or else, v'yim l'arisi, if I did not see nochosh, a snake, kikur is based about the same color as the press, the olive press, as the beam they use for the olive press. And the Gemara says, not only does it mean that it's so big, but it means it has freckles on the back of it. Omar li Edim, let's say Ruvain, the Teveya, says to two Edim, Bo v'heiduni, I want you to come and say Edis for me. You know the way somebody owes me $1,000, be Edim. And they say back, Shvuah shlein idoch, we swear that we will not say edus for you. So that shvu is not chal, because it's a mitzvah for you to come to say edus. So the shvua not to come to say edus is like a shvua levat lesa mitzvah. So that shvu is not chal. That's also considered a shvua shov. And like it says, nishpa levat lesa mitzvah. Somebody swears not to do a mitzvah. Also, the shvua is not chal. You have no right to make such a shvua. That means if you say shleilas a sukkah, you will not make a sukkah, which will mean you will not sit in the sukkah. Or else for shleilit a lulav, you swear you will not take a lulav. Or else for shleil on your tefillin, you swear you will not put on tefillin. So all these cases, zuhi shvua shav, these are called the shvua in vain. The lochri shechayov mazdoin makis. If you do the shvua b'mezid, you chayiv malkis. If you do it by mistake, you're a shegig, then you're potter from a korban. Mishnah Tes. Shavua shayichal kikazu. Somebody first swears that he will eat his bread. And then he says, Shavua shleichlenu. I swear I will not eat the bread. Talochris harishayna shavua's bitui. The first shavua you said is a shavua's bitui, that you have to eat the bread. You swear that you will eat it. So you have like a mitzvah sese now to eat this bread. The Hashniya, now the second shvua that you swore you will not eat it, that's considered a shvua shov, because it's considered like a shvua levatel es mitzvah. Since you first swore to eat it, you cannot swear now not to eat it. Ochlo, let's say you do eat the bread, over our shvua shov, then you're only over one issa, the second shvua that you made was a shvua shov. What about loy ochlo, let's say you do not eat this bread, so now over our shvua is bitui. And the Gemara says it means af, that you're over two isurim now. You're over your first shvua of a shvua's bito. If you did it b'shogeg, you'll be chayiv a korban. And you're also oiva from the second shvua, which was a shvua's shov. Mishnah Yud. Shvua's bito, a case of a shvua's bito, that you swear you will do something, you will not do something. The Heges banoshim applies both to men, uvanoshim or lady, for a chaykim, whether you're not a relative, you're rochak, you're also a craven with relatives. Big sherim of psulim, whether you kosher liedus, whether you posel liedus, bifnei bezdin, whether you swear in bezdin, or else for shalei bifnei bezdin, even if you swear outside bezdin. And mipiatzma, you're only chayv if you swear yourself, you have to make the shvua. V'chayov mazdoin imakis, a shvua's bit, if you do it b'mezid, you chayv malkis, v'yal shigagos, if you do it by mistake, korban el v'yerid. The chai of the korban el v'yerid. Now, the reason why the Mishnah says this is because we're soon going to have the next parak of Shavuos say this. There it only applies to people that are roi, are fit to be an aid. So therefore it has to say a Shavuos bito applies to everybody. The same thing Mishnah Yud Aleph, that Shavuos shov, a Shavuos that you make in vain, is also the heges ba'anoshim of anoshim, whether a man could do it or a lady could do it. Barachokim, whether you're not relatives, uvakrevim, whether you're relative. Big sherm of the psulim, whether you kosher liedus or whether you posel liedus. Bifnei bezdin, whether you're in bezdin or else vishle bifnei bezdin, whether you're not in bezdin. Or mipi atzma, again, only if you yourself make the shvua. Levate bisvasayim, you have to speak the shvua out, and not if somebody else makes the shvua for you. And here, v'chayov mazdoi nemakis, if you do it b'mezid yichayiv malkis, v'yashir gosei potter, a shvua shov b'shaygeg, you're potter from the korban. No achazu v'yachazu, where the shvua shov or shvua zbitoi, ha-mushpa mi-pi acherim, chayif, ishno, if somebody else makes the shvua for you, and we'll soon see, you answer, amen, then you're chayif, it has a loch as if you spoke it out yourself. Kate said, what's the case? That Omar lo yachalti hayoim, lo yinachti tefillin hayoim. Somebody says, I did not eat today, I did not wear tefillin today. The other person says, swear it to me. V'yomar omein, and the person answers back and says, omein, yes. So chayiv, for that you chayiv. Halacher is, koloina omein, achar ha-shvuam, is a reze doim la-moitzi shvuam mipiv. It's as if you spoke out the shvua, considered like you made the shvua. Like it says, by sight of yomar isha omein omein, it's considered like she made a shvua. So here also, if you answer back omein, that is considered like you made a shvua. Now, Perek Dalad, Mishnalef, Shvuas Eidus, what's the case of a Shvuas Eidus? It's a special type of a Shvua, that if somebody asks you, please come and say Eidus for me, and you say, no, I do not know the Eidus, and a person says to swear, and you swear you do not know the Eidus, and later we find out that you're lying, that really you are fit to be an aid, if you are fit to be an eid, in such a case, you chayiv a korban. So the Mishnah says, Shvua Sa'edis, that that you swear that you do not know Edis, that you chayiv the special korban, the heges ba'anoshim v'loy ba'anoshim. This applies only to a man and not to a lady. It has to be somebody that's fit to be an aid, and a lady is possible to be an aid. Borachoykim, only if you're not a relative to the Baldover, for Loiba Kravim, not to a relative of the Baldover, that you're possible to be an aid. Baksherim, only the people that are kosher to be an aid, for Loiba Psulim, not if you're a Gazlin, not if you did other Averis, that pass you to be an aid. And Vienna Nehegis, Elabriim Lhoyed, it only applies to somebody that's fit to be an aid. And the Gemara says this comes to include even a melech that we die to have before in Sanhedrin, a melech le'meyed, therefore he's not fit for a shvuas eidus. And who adin, psulim li'eidus midrabbonin, koyim sacha b'kuvio, also was included here that there's no shvuas eidus by a psul midrabbonin, or an eid that's possible even midrabbonin. Now, Bifnei Bezdin Vishlei Bifnei Bezdin Mipi Atzmai. As long as the person himself made the shvua, he himself swore that he does not know Edis, whether he swore it inside Bezdin or even if he swore it outside Bezdin, still he's chayiv. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Mipi Acherim, but let's say somebody else makes you swear, makes the shvua for you, Ein Chayovim, then you're not chayiv, Ach Yichpu Behem Bezdin. And only if you deny it in the Bezdin. But outside Bezdin, Yapata, Divra, Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So in other words, if somebody else makes you swear, he says, Mushpen Yalechem, and you do not say Amen. Because if you answer back Amen, that's considered like you yourself made the Shvua. But you're not answering Amen. Rather, you're just saying, no, I do not know the Edis. So you only chayiv if you kofar in the Bezdin, but outside Bezdin, Yapata. The Chacham Marim, the Chacham say, whether the shvua is done by you yourself, whether it's done by somebody else is making you swear, the Chum say you only chayiv the special korban by shvua seidis if it was done, the shvua was done in Bezdin. Like Vodash and Apsukim. The Pasuk says, V'shoma kol olav hu'eid oiro yoda. Im lo yagid, mashmat's a place that if you want to really, you could say Edis right now. Just you're swearing that you do not know Edis. So with such a type of a shvua, you chayiv in Bezdin. Mishneh Beis, v'chayovim alzodin ha-shvua. Here the chiddush is that it does not say the word v'nelam by this korban of a shvua Edis. Therefore, you only chayiv the korban if you do it demezid. So it means v'chayovim alzodin ha-shvua. That means that you know when you're swearing that you do not know Edis, that really you do know Edis. So you know right now you're swearing false. For this, you chayiv a korban. And also, v'yashigigosa im zodin Edis. Means even though you're partially a shogeg, but still you know that you're swearing false, you know the Edis. So why are you called a shogeg? The Gemara says that you do not know you chayiv a korban. Like really, you know that you do know Edis. And you're only swearing false that you do not know the Edis. But you do not know that you chayiv a korban for this, then also you chayiv a korban. Since you're swearing b'mezid, you know what you're doing, you know you're swearing false. But v'yeinen chayiv ma'asher gosa. Like if right now you really feel that you do not know the edus, and you swear you do not know it, and later on you find out really you did know it, that you were shaygei, in such a case you're potter from a korban. Here it does not say v'nelam, here you'll be potter from a korban. What type of a korban are you chayiv if you swear false b'mezid? Korban oil of yerid. You chayiv a korban oil of yerid that says in the parasha of Shvua Seidus. Mishneh Gimel. Shvua Seidus Ketzad. What's the case of a Shvua Seidus? That's Omar L'Shnayim. Ruvain the Teveya goes over to two people and tells them, listen, boyu v'hai duni. Please come and be an aid for me. You know that this person owes me $1,000. Please, I want you two people to be Edis. Shavua Sheinonu Yod Mechedis. They answer back right away and they swear, these two people, that we do not know Edis for you. And really, it's false, they do know it. So, in such a case, that's a Shavua Seidis at the Chayiv Korban. Or else, if they just answer back and say, Einonu Yod Mechedis, we do not know Edis for you. So the person, the Baldover, says, listen, Majbia Ani Aleichem, I'm going to make a Shavua for you. that I want to hear from you from a shvua that you do not know it. V'yomru, they answer back, Amen. They say Amen to the shvua. Is a reyelu chayovim? That's said like we had before, that since they answered Amen, it's k'moitzi shvua mipivdomi. It's considered like they themselves made a shvua, and the chayiv a korban for the shvua sheker. What's going to be hishbiya aleihem chamisha pomim? Chutz labezdin. This Reuven went five different times to these two edim, and each time he said, I want you to swear to me. And they were kaifer. They said at the time, we do not know edis. Ubo labezdin, and then, when he finally brought them to Bezdin and said, I want you to be edis, for Oidu, they admitted that they know edis. Peturim, in such a case, they're potter from a korban. Even though five times outside Bezdin they were kaifer, that means nothing. Since a kfir outside Bezdin means nothing, they could change their mind again and say they do know edis, so that kfir meant nothing, the potter. What's going to be kofr when they come now to Bezdin and they still deny that they do not know the edis? Then the locher is chayov makolachas viachas. The chayiv five kabonis for the five times before that the person made a shvua to them and they were kofar b'shvua. Now that he's kofar in Bezdin, he's chayiv five times because once he's kofar, he denies that he tells Bezdin he does not know the edis, he cannot admit anymore in Bezdin to say he does know the edis because he's a chayiv magid. Once he first said like edis, I do not know, Bezdin does not leave him anymore when they say they do know. So it's called the complete kfir, you are kaifer, and we dash in a posik, la'achas melu, that you chayif each one separately. What's going to be hishbi aleihem chamisha pom b'fnei Bezdin? Let's say when they first come to Bezdin, this Reuven is to weigh them five different times in front of Bezdin, saying, mashbi ani aleichem, I want you to swear to me, I'm making the shvua for you that you, if you do not know. The kofru, and every time they say, we do not know the edis, they do not swear, they do not say amen, they're only kofar, then the locher is einam chayiv melachas, they're only chayiv one korban. Because after the kofar, the first time, one time, that's it. Once the kofar, they say in Bezdin, they do not know, they have no right to say edis anymore. So the second kfir means nothing. Therefore, they're only chayiv one korban. Omer Rebbe Shimon says, matam, what's the reason for this? What's the difference if the shvuas were done in Bezdin, or the shvuas were done outside Bezdin? The difference is that in Bezdin, as soon as they're kaifer one time, it's like Bezdin hears from them that they do not know edis. So the cloud of Kiva and Shigid, they're not nemen anymore to say that they do know the edis. So therefore, anywhere they can't retract to say the edis, therefore there's only considered like one kfira. But if the kaifer outside Bezdin, that's not considered a kfira that they can't change their mind and say edis. Therefore, every time the kofar is considered a new type of a kfira, you're denying it a second, a third, and a fourth time. Therefore, for each time, you chayiv a separate korban. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
of Masechta Shavuos, the first parak. The Masechta Shavuos, the parak Rishon, Mishnalef Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two types of Shavuos in the Torah, a Shavuos Bitui, as the pasuk says, Nefesh ki shisova lavate b'shvasayiv lahora lahetiv. First it makes a shvua, and it's a full shvua. He says it, lahora, means to do something bad for himself. In other words, he makes a shvua that he will not eat today. Or lahetiv, he makes a shvua for the good. He makes a shvua he will eat today. And he ends out the whole day and he did not do what he said. That's called the shvua's bitui. In such a case, he's chayiv a korban el v'yerit. Now Mishnah says, shem arba, We dash from the posik that there's another two also that you chay for, and that's lishavar. If you made a shvua that you ate yesterday, or you made a shvua that you did not eat yesterday, and it's false, really you did eat. So these two cases also you chay the korban oil of yerid. That's called shvua shtayim. There are two cases of bitu. The Torah says clearly that's in the future losid that the posik says levata visvasayim lhora lehetiv. And then Sheimar, but we dash and also that it means to say even the over also. Now, Yudias Hatuma Shtayim Sheimarba. There are two main Yudias Hatuma the Torah talks about. Also, right next to the parasha of Shuas Bitui, the Pasuk says, in the case where a person was Tomei, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, and either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate Boser of Kochim when he was Tomei and he forgot. And then at the end, he remembered that he was Tomei. So that's called, he had Yediyah Batchila and Yediyah Batsoif. In such a case, he's Chayiv a Korban, Oil of Yerid. That's called Yediyah Satum Mishtayim. These are the two cases that it says clearly in the Torah, where you forget that you are Tomei, and you go into the Beis Hamikdash or you eat Kochim. Shein Arba, we dash in another two cases, that even though you know that you're Tomei, but you forget that this bias is the Beis Hamikdash. You think Stamat Teshul. Or else you forget that this meat is kachim. You think stomach's a piece of meat. So in such a case also, you chayiv a korban oil of yerid. A korban oil of yerid means that it depends upon how rich you are. If you could afford it, you have to bring a behemoth. If you cannot afford that, you have to bring birds. If you cannot afford that, you can even bring a mincha. Now another case of shtayim shem arba is yitzias ha-shabbos. By the melech ha-seitzuah of Shabbos, of carrying out from a Shus Yochid to a Shus Rabban, there are two cases, whether the Balabos that's inside carries it outside, or the Oni that's outside the house puts his hand inside and takes it out. That's Shtayim. And Shemar, but we dash in also, there's another two Isurim of Hachnosa. That means bringing it in from outside the Shus Rabban into a Shus Yochid. Whether the Oni standing outside brings it in, or the Balabos that's standing inside puts his hand outside and takes something from outside and brings it in. So that's called Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two simple cases, and then there's another two from a drushes that Shem Arba Yosachayiv. And the fourth case is Maris Negoyim, the different colors of Negoyim, of white spots on your body that makes you a Mesorim. Shnayim, there are two main white spots. The Pasuk says, a Beheris or a Seis, Shem Arba, that we darshan each one as a toldo from the word Oisapachas. There's a toldo to each one, a color less than that. So Seis has a toldo to it, and the Harris has a toldo to it. So there are two main ones, and each one has a toldo that ends up to be four. Now Mishnah Beis. Now it goes to explain the case of Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Shem Arba. Even though the Gemara says really this is Masechta Shavuos, so really we should explain the first part, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. The Gemara says no, that since the case of Yediyas Hatuma is smaller, It only takes up the first two parakim of the Masechta. So therefore, we first go to explain Yediyas Hatum Mishtayim Shem Arba, and then the next like four or five parakim, then we'll explain the halachas of Shavuos. Now the Mishnah explains Kol Sheyesh Bo Yediyah Batchila. It means a person in the morning realized that he touched the mace that he's tummy, and then throughout the day he forgot about it. And now that he forgot about it, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else he ate kachim. But Vidya Basif, but that means at the end of the day, he realizes, he thinks back, Oivei, today in the morning I touched the mace, I was Tomei, and in the middle of the day I went to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's called, he has Yediyah, he knew about it at the beginning, and he had Yediyah Basif, Fehelem Bein Tayim, and just in between he forgot that he was Tomei, and that's the time that either he went into the Beis Hamikdash, Arel Tariyet Bosakochim. So in these two cases, Hareze Boilovyur, this is the classical case of the Torah that you have to bring a korban now, depending upon how much you could afford, whether it's a behema, a bird, or a mincha. What's going to be though? Yesh bo yediyah batchilo, v'yein bo yediyah basayif. The person had the idea at the beginning, but he did not have the idea basayif. That means he knew in the morning he was tummy, and then he forgot about it, and he's still forgetting about it now. He doesn't remember. The person doesn't remember at all. So, l'maisi, he did a chet. He went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tummy. How does such a person have a kapara? So the Mishnah says, Soyer hanase b'fnim, the special Soyer l'Hashem, the Sira Chatet that's brought l'fnim, like you first have two, we have a girl, the two Sirim, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel, so this Soyer, the Chatet that's brought l'fnim, that one is on Yom Kippur of Yom Kippurim, Toilah. It like protects this person, it hangs him, that he will not receive a punishment at Shivodaloy until the person realizes what he did wrong, and then the Yavabal of Yerit. So a kapara gemuri does not receive because the expossible will still have to bring the carbonyl of urine. Just in between, what protects him not to receive the punishment, that's the soyer anasa bifnim. Now the Mishnah Gimel says, what's going to be in the case? Ein bo yediya batchila. Let's say in the morning the person walked down the street and he had no idea that there was a mace there and he did not realize he was tamei. And then throughout the day he went into the Beis Hamikdash or he ate kochim. But at night time, somebody tells him, listen, you walked down the street today, you should know there was a mace there. So now at the end of the day, you have the idea, now you realize that you did a chet today. In such a case, you cannot bring a korban oilu v'yorid, because you did not have the idea at the beginning. So therefore, what does such a person do? So, soyer hanase b'chutz, the other sir chatis, that's brought on Yom Kippur, b'shas musaf, which is that korban is brought b'chutz in mizbeach achitza, in the outside mizbeach, v'yoyim ha'kapur on the day of Yom Kippur mechaper. That's a permanent forgiveness. It forgives him a such a chet. Shneim the pasuk says milvad chatas ha'kipurim. That means the sir hachitza is like the sir hachatas ha'pnim. Al machizeh mechaper zeh mechaper. Just like one has a kapur, the other one has a kapur. Sma ha'pnimi. Just like the sir ha'pnim. Ein mechaper el adover. Sheyesh po yediya, that at least you have yediya at the beginning. Even though you don't have yediya at the end, afachitza, the same thing, the sawyer that's brought the chitza on Yom Kippur, the sawyer of Musafim, the seer chatas of Musaf, that's brought on the Mesbech chitza, ein mechaper, it only comes to mechaper, elo adobe sheyesh po yediya. In a case where you had a yediya, you realize, what type of yediya? A yediya basayf, that you did not realize at the beginning when you became tamei. But now at the end you realize that you're tummy. So in such a case, the soyer hachitzoin is mechaper. Now Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be in a case?
So this Mishnah says that Siri Horogolim, Ul Siri Roshi Chodoshim and Mechaprin, that the korban musaf, the soyer achatis that they bring, either on the Gimel Regolim or else what's brought in Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper on such a person that did not have the idea lei batchila v'lei basayif. Did it later. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says no, that tzirei haragolim mechaperin. True. The korban chatas that you bring for musif on the gimel regolim, that's mechaper for a person that had the idea at the beginning for lei basayif. Avoloi tzirei rosh chodoshim. But the korban chatas by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not for this.